Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
22 years ago, we met a guy named Brad Houston, and our life hasn't been the same since. I'll let you take that any way you want to. Brad Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Brad, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Happy anniversary to you too.
So you've been with me. You were with me in my first year. You were part of the original founding membership of the Brain Trust, and you've been an abiding resource for us all these years. And we want you to know we appreciate your steadfast support.
Well, and I appreciate you, what you do for the small business people, and that's why they call you the Small Business Advocate, I'm sure.
Hey, Brad, it's great to have you here. Folks, Brad Houston, IASTraining.com. We're talking about staying connected to customers, communicating with them, doing a better job of staying connected with them. And is it part of the key knowing how to stay connected without sounding like you're selling? I mean, the best relationships I have with customers are the ones where I've learned how to stay connected with them without sounding like I'm closing them, and just finding the time when it's the right thing to ask for the order, to make the thing. If you have a relationship with them, they'll tell you when it's time to sell, won't they?
Oh, absolutely, and that's part of the thing that I preach to salespeople is that every time you deal with a customer, whether they're a new customer or an existing customer, you have an opportunity to develop a friendship. And I think that people want their friends out there, like I said in the previous segment, but I think too often salespeople just look at it as a simple buy-sell relationship, and they're not looking to create that kind of relationship where somebody thinks of you as their friend. And that's where you have to know how to contact these people. And in today's age of communication, there's various different ways that people want to be contacted.
Well,
don't want phone calls. Some people don't want, letters sent to their homes and those kinds of things.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing that's the key is deciding. Are you going to be a transactional salesperson, or are you going to be a relationship salesperson? And they're two different kind. One is harder than the other. I know people who are successful both ways, but it's just not as much fun if you're a transactional salesman, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think you got to work a lot harder in the transactional sales because,
yes.
you and I have built a business over the last 25, 26 years just based on relationships. And people are kind of surprised when I say this, but I don't spend money on advertising. I don't need to.
Yep.
I mean, I have such a referral base that it's grown my business over the past 25 years. So, it's much easier than beating the bushes every day trying to find your next nickel.
And the referrals come to you not because they don't tell their friends you need to do business with Brad. His stuff is better than anybody else's stuff. They're going to say you need to call Brad because he will help you. Because the
Absolutely.
Stuff you sell, that's the thing I keep trying to remind people about. In this third decade of the 21st century, there's not many things that we have to sell that isn't a commodity. Even service, even our service
right.
in a lot of ways is a commodity. The difference between whether people do business with you or me, in my opinion, a huge part of it is whether they think they can trust us. That's where you get referrals off the trust, not your products. What do you think?
I absolutely agree that they got to trust a human being, and the human being has to show an interest in them personally and look for those opportunities because people will tell you some amazing things if you just listen hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, another big problem is salespeople don't listen to what customers are saying. A guy is contacting a contractor. He's remodeling his kitchen. Oh, tell me about your kitchen. How long you been in the house? It looks like you have kids. Tell me about your kids. I mean, it's those little tidbits of information that people tend to ignore that is the real key to developing some kind of relationship with your customers.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Brad, what is in this pandemic era, what have you seen people do creatively to stay in touch with their customers or prospects without being intrusive? What do you think? Finding out what's the best way?
Well, there's various different ways to contact people. It's via phone or via text or via email or via Facebook or social media. And I've seen a lot of people that are doing some pretty hilarious and wacky videos that they post on Facebook and or they send out to their client base that they're not really selling-based, but they're just information-based, and they have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, people will watch these short little two-minute videos, and, you know, they got nothing else to do, so they might as well watch these videos.
Right.
And it just plants that thug in their ear that, you know, if you need our services, our products, here we are. Mm-hmm. And we're having a great time doing it. So,
well, and especially, and every one of those things, I bet every one of those things you're talking about, none of them were about selling us something. They were about staying connected.
No.
and being a human being.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say every one of them has not been selling, but the ones that have not been about selling have been the ones that have been the most successful.
Well, and the thing is people need to not be confused. You and I are grizzled old salespeople. We want to sell stuff. You and I know that nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. Folks, we're not minimizing getting more business. We got to get business. We all do. But there's a way to do it that makes it more fun, easier, and more sustainable. And that's the way that Brad teaches folks with his work. IAStraining.com is the website. You can find his books there. He and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.